Joining us this morning again is Slater Barn of the Sioux Falls Development Foundation. Slater, it's nice to have you back again. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Thank you.
Always a pleasure to have you come in and talk about and tout the accomplishments of Sioux Falls.
Yeah, actually, and there's a lot of accomplishments to tout. So, you know, right now we are the recognized as the ninth strongest economy in the nation. We have we are the fourth fastest growing economy in the nation. And of course, when you have that combined with a sub below 3% unemployment rate, then that creates some challenges in the workforce.
Let's talk a little bit about that. That's one of the reasons we invited Slater in. There's a recent partnership with Southeast Technical Institute and Forward Sioux Falls when it comes to tech education. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Sure. So, you know, at Forward Sioux Falls, we have heard from many area employers talking about the need for more skilled workers. And, you know, again, our blossoming economy, you know, is a great contributor to that. So it's a good problem to have. But recognizing that our employers needed skilled workers and also recognizing that there were great opportunities that might be missed by some of our graduating high school students to take advantage of the careers that are offered in technical education, we partnered with Southeast Technical Institute in order to, you know, put out a message, in order to communicate some of those opportunities that are here in our own community.
And that's great on a number of different levels. One, just trying to keep young people here, because, you know, that's been an ongoing problem in the state for years, is seeing young people that, you know, they get to a point and then leave, to be able to get them here. But also in terms of workforce development, what kinds of things are you doing to try to get more workers and to bring more people into Sioux Falls?
Well, so there's really two main elements to this program. We're calling it Tech Ed Works for Me. And there's a website that has a lot more information and detail in it, techedworks.com. But there's really two main areas to the campaign. One is a media campaign. And so last year, you may have started seeing little banner ads popping up on online sites that referenced Tech Ed Works for Me and referencing Southeast Technical Institute. This year, that's being expanded. It includes radio, television, social media, print, direct mail, kind of all of those, you know, conventional and newer media opportunities. The other thing is face-to-face. And so representatives from Southeast Tech are traveling to area high schools to meet with prospective students and their parents and talk to them about some of the great opportunities that a technical education provides in the community and the affordability of that, you know, that track of training as compared to a four-year institute, for example.
And I think some of the perceptions there have changed, where people may have had certain perceptions about technical schools versus college, and people are understanding that, you know, there is a need for very specialized, very highly skilled labor, and technical schools really provide that kind of training.
That's correct. And many of the careers provide, you know, an extremely good income to, you know, the graduates pursuing that career path. The other thing is that, you know, from an investment of time and money, it's very affordable. It's much more rapid to complete your degree and to get into the workforce. And the success rate of these students is just phenomenal. 96% of the graduates from Southeast Tech get jobs within 6 months, 91% within their own field.
What kind of success have you had with the program so far?
You know, so it's a little early to tell because, you know, it just really started. But certainly there's a greater awareness out there. And this conversation about the value of technical education extending, you know, beyond the students to the parents and to the counselors, I think that's kind of bubbling up in the community.
This issue of workforce development, I know, is one across the state, not only in Sioux Falls, but as you talk to lawmakers, certainly across the state, one. What other things do you envision us doing to try to, you know, to try to promote additional training and try to get more workers into Sioux Falls?
Well, I think that there's a couple of aspects, you know, to it. One is that at the Ford Sioux Falls program, particularly, there is an effort underway through our national marketing task force to communicate the proposition that Sioux Falls is an active, vibrant, exciting place for business and careers and life. You know, in fact, we have a tagline that we adopted called Better Business, Better Life. And we've been working very, very hard to try to get that message out to national publications around the nation, and have had substantial success in getting major magazines and TV shows to mention Sioux Falls and to talk about what we have going on in our own community.
Because I'm online all the time, and it's amazing to me how often I'm seeing Sioux Falls popping up in this or that. But as you were saying to me off the air, that's no accident.
No, it isn't. We work with a public relations firm that is constantly out there, you know, pitching the value proposition of the community and looking for story angles and, you know, talking to reporters at Forbes and Barron's and the Wall Street Journal and, you know, things like that. And, you know, to date, I don't have the numbers here in front of me, but I believe we've had somewhere in the range of about 800,000 impressions. And if we were to have purchased that equivalent amount of advertising, it would have added up to about $2.7 million.
Slater Barr of the Sioux Falls Development Foundation is here. Now, for those of us from Sioux Falls, who don't think about, but Forbes, explain the impact of that. What does that mean for the city of Sioux Falls as it tries to grow?
Well, so let me give you some kind of interesting, an interesting observation to me, is that if you look at the rankings where South Dakota is now the CNBC number one state for business. Forbes historically ranks Sioux Falls as the number one small city for business and careers. I think we've been that 10 out of the past 11 years. You know, those are based upon reporters taking the time to go through a matrix and analyze the value of our community to businesses. If you look at rankings that we receive on the basis of perception, so, for example, CEO Magazine ranks states on the basis of just asking CEOs on a survey, so what do you think is the best state for business? Then we fall down to around number 14 in the nation. So there's a big gap between reality and perception, and I think campaigns like this work to reduce that gap and to bring their perception more in line with the reality of the real benefits that we have here in our community.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, there have been a number of recent publications that have touted Sioux Falls. List a few of them for us.
Well, so, you know, we really got it started with a series that was done in the Atlantic magazine. And then the National Business Journal picked up on that, started a series of stories. Then it's gone on to CNBC, Fox and Friends. I mean, you know, just on and on and on. And we're in continual conversation with these national publications explaining, you know, various story angles, what's going on in our community.
How powerful is that when you put that kind of information in front of a company that's maybe considering a move to Sioux Falls?
Well, I think it's very, very helpful because, you know, they expect us to say good things about our community because, you know, they're dealing with, I'm an economic developer. There's 5,000 economic development organizations in the nation. And so they visited other communities and the economic developer in that community touted the benefits about why this is the best place on the planet in which to live. And so they expect that from me. That third-party endorsement where someone else has taken the time to research your community and to talk about it in a favorable light, that's meaningful to them.
Well, Slater Barr, the director of the Sioux Falls Development Foundation, it's always great to have an opportunity to visit with you. Yeah.